If you want rock and roll music, you're going to have to go to the world and get it, or go to some other church, because it's not going to happen. I'll take this any day of the week. I got saved out of that mess. That's good, boys. All day long. You say, well, it wasn't very professional. They're singing a little off keys couple, maybe. I'll take it all day long. That I promise you. Okay. Wow. That Bible, you know how much the Bible talks about do? Tonight we're going to do the do. If I may. Listen, we're talking about do is good, unity is good, growth is good, unity is growth, pleasant, blessing, satisfying, needful, beautiful, fruitful, refreshing, mysterious, plentiful, gentle, fertile, vivifying or life-giving, revival or reviving, invigorating, deep, reaching, penetrating, and influencing. And it is a blessing from the Lord. Unity, that is. Now, I like to start these Wednesday lessons, just a little lesson, with our overhead, if I can. Just a way of introduction. Okay, here we go, fellas. Bam. Okay, now, if you take carbonated water, high fructose, I see why not. High fructose corn syrup, orange concentrate, citric acid, sodium citrate, caffeine, ethorbic acid, it preserves freshness, sodium benzoate, preserves freshness, Arabic gum resin, I love Arabic gum resin, calcium disodium protects flavor, and BVO, or brominated vegetable oil. You mix them all together, shake them all up, and you get Mountain Dew! I don't want to be a bummer, I don't want to be a downer for you young folks this morning, but are you kidding me? Now they say, you know what, it's Wednesday night, little science, little history, Joe, you know what I'm saying? They say for your body to function properly, you should have, at all times, 1 teaspoon of sugar going through your blood, and all is good. Well, if you take a 20-ouncer, it's 19 teaspoons. 19 teaspoons. So I was going to bring up a bowl of sugar and say, who would like to eat 19 teaspoons? When I was a kid, they didn't have sugar like you have sugar. Remember the sugar cubes? Remember the sugar cubes? I used to go in the kitchen and sneak the sugar cube, pop it in my mouth. Well, you must take 50 of them and have a bottle of Mountain Dew. It's the worst thing on the planet for you to drink. But who cares? Because you like it. Oh, good. Okay. Now, just Mountain Dew consumption. It's like the fourth most popular drink in the country. Well, you got your 18 and 29-year-olds, 43, 4 out of 10 drink the stuff. Okay. Even the older people, 37%, and the real old guys, 32%. 32 of 100 people drink Mountain Dew? Okay. Fact. Now, you can't lie these days because you got... you check that on Google. And everybody trusts Google. Okay, fact. Mountain Dew is banned in over 100 countries. Yeah. Are you addicted to Mountain Dew? Or other citrus-flavored sodas like Fanta, Fresca, you might want to wean yourself off because these drinks contain brominated vegetable oil and emulsifier that can cause reproductive and behavioral problems. Your kid's problem is not ADD. His problem is he's drinking a gallon of Mountain Dew every day, and you wonder why he's flipping out. BVO. Right? Yes. Amen! I got a big amen in the back. Amen. I mean, real, truly, if your kid's nuts... Get them off the sugar, man. Get them off the soda. Get them off the Kool-Aid. It's impossible in today's diet to have 1 teaspoon of sugar in anything, man. I try to fight it, but I mean, once in a while you spring for a Coca-Cola when no one's looking. But you know how much is in that? You know what? I mean, it's science. If you took a bottle, a 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew and boiled it down, don't use a good pan. It turns into this muck, this sludge, that literally, if you have a leak in your roof, get out the Mountain Dew, boil it down, and get it down to that black tar and patch your roof. And I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I mean, you can do what you want to do anyway. I'm just trying to help you. Mountain Dew. Does Mountain Dew have antifreeze in it? Yep. there's flame retardant in your Mountain Dew. That soda with the lime green hue. And other citrus flavored bubbly pops won't keep your insides fireproof, but it does contain brominated vegetable oil, a patented flame retardant for plastics that has been banned in foods throughout Europe and in Japan. You go to Japan, you never, listen, if you're in love with Mountain Dew, don't be called to Japan because you won't be able to get it. Sorry. That's the bottom line. Oh, it's the love of money. And there's nothing we are going to do about it except make more dough. Okay. How can you preach on Mountain Dew and not bring a Mountain Dew? yeah. Okay, let's get to the Bible. Well, we can. This is our memory verse for this coming week. You'll get it every day in your mail. Verse 1 primarily, a song of degrees of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Isn't it a blessing to come to a place where we can dwell together in unity? Man, I'm loving it. That's why people come 40 minutes early. That's why the people stay an hour later. Because it's good and it's pleasant to get out of this nasty world, your nasty workplace, and forget about it for a minute. The problem is, if you bring that trash into the church house and your little problem, your little worry, your little offense is so high, higher than unity, what you're saying is you love your little self and your little problem more than you love the unity of the body, which God says is beautiful. That's true. What on earth can you have against someone in this house that is more important than unity of the body God talks about over and over and over throughout the scriptures? It's not something that you say, well, one verse, two verses. No, 100 verses. 100 verses. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard. Sweet smelling, oh, softening unity. But we haven't the time for verse 2. So we go to verse 3. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew descended upon the mountains of Zion. There's our Mountain Dew. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? It's in the Bible. Okay. Of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You know what God's blessing is? It's in the body that's unified. You know who succeeds? It's the body that's unified. I mean, you get all that Holocaust German thing. You know what that's from? Unity. They were unified. You see, any group or body that's successful, you see, the Bible's true. If you're a Christian or not a Christian, and you apply the principles of unity, your little community will prosper and succeed. Church should be the highest and the best in that, right? Okay, explaining dew to a child. Let's talk about some dew. Mom and Dad, for our homeschoolers and all that, it's a wonderful opportunity the next week to talk about weather. It's very, very complicated. The dew point and the humidity and all these things. If you have 25% humidity, you know what that means? That means the air is only, right now, the air can hold 4 times more moisture than it currently is, 25% humidity. You reach 100% humidity and you have rain. Well, I don't know. So, what happens is, dew forms in the night through a process called condensation. Air contains water in the form of gas, called water vapor. In the evenings, when warm, moist air passes over cool surfaces and the air cools down. The water vapor in the air begins to condense or foam into small drops. You know how beautiful it is? In the Civil War, and you look it up for yourself, when they had no water, no clean water, the soldiers would lay on the ground and lick the leaves, lick the grass. Yeah. God's good to everybody. He did that for the South and the North. Why? He's good to everybody. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, we have this condensation going on up here. As I say, it's manufactured here. But you see, this is room temperature, so there's no dew. But when that warm air is cooled by this ice water, cool air can't hold as much moisture as warm air. You know, the air is filled with moisture. It's amazing. When you breathe out at night, or in the cold, that warm air is coming out of your mouth and it's turning into like what, Billy? Would you call it? Well, it's turning into what, Jerry? It's like a what? It's condensing because it's hitting that cold air, because those molecules in the warm air cannot hold, and the cold air cannot hold as much as in the warm air. So the warm air hits this thing and says, I got to get rid of this moisture, man. I can't carry all this. And it dumps it on there. That is amazing. That's amazing. We take it for granted, but God doesn't. He mentions it many, many, many times in the Bible, as you'll see tonight. All right. Now, you know, that is that. That's my rearview mirror on the van. This past week, there's a lot more moisture on that than there was on the ground. Can someone tell me why? Intelligent human being. Yes, Dylan. No, not exactly. Somebody? It's yes. Because it's metal and it cools quicker. It's colder. It's colder than the grass. You know what? You don't see dew on the dirt, because the dirt's still warm, but the grass, the blade of grass is cool. And that air goes down there and says, I can't take it. I got to get rid of some of this water. And down it goes. Okay, it's the top of my grill. Same thing. Look at all that dew. Just from the air. Amazing. Pretty amazing, really. So, how is good and plenty? How? Good and plenty. That'd be another box of something to talk about tonight. Good and plenty. Maybe I'll save it for another time. How is good and pleasant unity like dew? All through the Bible. Oneness, singleness, union, accord, concord, harmony, community, communion, opportunity. There's an organization called someone sent me this week. There's an organization called the International Organization for Dew Utilization. Yeah, the full bold company studies dew. Okay, well, whatever. I got to think the government's probably got their money in that investment for sure. Unity, the state or quality of being one or united into a whole. Now, if you take God's creation, what he's trying to tell us with the dew is remind us about unity. And when he reminds us of the galaxies and the stars and the moon and the sun and the sky and the clouds and the wind, they all work together for good. They're all unified. Should they not be unified, Joseph, what would happen is we'd have big problems. So has anybody here ever heard the moon say something bad about the sun? No, never. The sun never says anything bad about the stars. No, they all work together. The stars don't say, man, why can't I be the moon? Why can't I be the sun? How come I can't be a planet? How come I got to sit here by myself for all the rest of the time? I don't know. It all works in unity. All of God's creation. Is that me? Okay. You know, as a community, a good community, community, it's the Buffalo Bills Stadium. It's a community. A com, unity. Com prefix means with or together. So they go Buffalo Bills football game, and everybody's going crazy for the Bills. I don't know why, but you got people from all walks of life, all financial, all history, family, job, nationality, and they're all a community with one goal in their mind, and that is for the Bills to win. And the Bills keep losing, but they keep coming back week after week after week because they believe. They believe. Yeah. Yeah, but the Christian gets himself a little offense, gets himself a little bother, and I'm done with this house. He didn't say hi to me. He didn't wave to me. He marked my son out. He didn't call on me. He didn't invite me to the party. I'm finished with this group. Who's the loser? All that matters to the Bills fans is the Bills win. And all that matters to these fans is that the gospel of Jesus Christ goes out. Like that last verse, says, even life forevermore. You know what that do reminds us? Life forevermore. Why would someone want to join a group of people that are just like the group of people they work with, or that they live with, or their neighborhood, or some other group they are in? We come to this house Because there's unity. It's good and it's pleasant. When I was saved, 23 years old, walked into a church house, just a dope head fighting crazy man, I couldn't find anybody like me. No. Brother preacher, I couldn't find anybody like me. What I saw was they had something I didn't have, and they had this community that I wanted to be a part of. I said, what is happening in this house? Community. A group of people living in the same locality under the same government. This is our government right here. And anything that goes on outside of this government is wrong. And I'm not afraid to say, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe sometimes we don't know. It's the Word of God who can know it all. A group of people having common interests. Now, what's our common interest? Our common interest is Christ. Our common interest is the propitiation. Is that the right word? Propitiation of the gospel? No. What? Propagation of the gospel. That's our goal. That's our goal. Now, you know what? Okay. I like riding motorcycles. You don't. It means nothing. You like dogs? I don't. I'll tell you who the hater is. The hater is the log lover when you tell them you don't love a dog. Why can't I not love dogs? Why can't I have the same grace I give you for loving dogs? I don't mock you. I don't judge you. But me, if I say I can't stand them, oh, I can't believe you. Right? Well, all those things, all our differences are so minuscule when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that thing that, I'll say I've offended you, even tonight. Oh, yeah, talking about Mountain Dew. Now my dad's going to throw away my Mountain Dew. Anyway. Yeah, that's probably true. But do is do. I say don't. Don't do the... Don't do the do, Sherry. I'd like to think that the cause of Christ is higher than my offense at you or your offense with me. I like to think the cause of Christ is greater than our differences, Joel. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what? We may never be best friends. I may never eat at your house. You may never at my house. When we walk into this house, it's good and it's pleasant to dwell together. You know, some people come to church and they just wait. They just wait for people not to talk to them. Yeah, and my wife and I are guilty of it. We visit another church, right? And we'll sit there waiting. You know what I'm saying? Saying? And we walk out. No one said hi. No, can you blame this church? Yeah, right? Right? Some people, they get off on being ignored, thinking that, oh, yeah, no one likes us. Hey, we are not here for that. We are, and you know what? I got to say this. We should be ignoring each other, for sure. We should be blessing each other and welcoming and loving each other, even though we're the oddest bunch of people on the planet. But the gospel is so rich. It's so good. It's so pleasant. Can't we be unified in that? I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying God talks a lot about it. Community, a group viewed as forming a distinct segment of society. Similarity, identity, common interest. Okay, as I said before, our common interests aren't the same outside of this place, but we have one common interest, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all. That's all. And that should overcome our differences. Sharing, participating, fellowship. There's a word in the Bible called union. In Corinthians it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? So we come into this house and we have community around Christ. We come in this house, we have communion because we're saved. We're Christian people and we love the Lord. That's why we can come and we can fellowship, and there's a spirit of joy in the house. And when the psalmist saw that dew, that's what he thought about. So how is this unity like dew? Dew is very important to the ecosystem, the health and resilience of the ecosystem. And so is unity to the church. Very, very, very important. It doesn't fall from the sky, doesn't really rise from the ground, as we described here. It's placed on the plants by God, by the cooling off of the air, which cannot hold that much moisture. The sun goes down. The grass cools. That warm air settles on that. And you know what's cool? While you're sleeping, God is blessing. He never sleeps. And while you're sleeping, God is doing some quiet, in the dark blessing. That's awesome, I think. What does it do? Well, it's very important. I mean, we have a lot of studies on rain and clouds, and we can understand how God pulls the water from the ocean by the billions of gallons and takes it thousands of miles and drops it. I don't know. One of the brothers was telling me, Billy, the cumulus clouds and all that, they weigh how much with water? Lots of weight. What were you saying, Jerry? Billions. Well, you see a cumulus cloud today, my wife and I on our way in. And my wife says, how much do you think that cloud weighs? Well, of course, I want to be intelligent. I said, about 5.5 billion pounds. It's a lot. Listen, you know what dew does? And I'm just telling you, the dictionary definition, it relieves stress. Dew relieves the stress of a dry plant. That Bible says David said while he was in the wilderness, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. So we come into this house and we have this unity. We have this protective barrier. That's what dew does. Dew, scientists tell us, keeps the plant from transpiration. Transpiration. Am I saying that right, Bill? Transpiration. That's when moisture leaves the plant. Well, that dew lands on that plant, and the plant holds its own moisture. It protects that plant. And unity protects us. Hey, you ever see on those cool animal shows when a pack of wolves wants to get a baby muskox? Huh? And them muskox, they surround that thing, and they're just in a big circle with their heads facing out towards the wolves. Now, the wolf's not going to get that muskox. That's how we are. What did you say about my pastor? I mean, what did you say about Joel? I don't think you should say that. No, we protect one another. You ever see those penguins in 1,000 degrees below zero, and they're out in the tundra, and the wind's blowing so hard, and they're all, thousands of them, all in a great big group? Protection. You know what unity does? It protects us. Whew. I can walk into this house, and I can say, oh man, they got my back. And I've got their back. It protects you, for sure. As dew evaporates, it cools the plant. It cools the plant. The same way evaporating sweat from our body cools the body. Well, unity has a way of cooling us off. Huh? Unity has a way of dispensing with arguments and little schisms here and there. Wherever you have people, that's what's going to happen sometime. But God, He plants the dew to say, no. No. Let that unity cool my people. Is not the world stressful enough? We don't need it in the church. Is not the world anxious enough? The Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And life is tough, man. Life is brutal. It's unkind. It's ruthless. It's relentless. But there's one place I can go on a Wednesday night. Joe, right, preacher. There's one place on a Sunday morning I get so excited to come out. Come in to get out. Paul talked to the Church of Acts, talking about calling for my refreshment. Dew protects the plant. Dew cools the plant, as does unity. Dew feeds the plant. There are some species of plant that actually absorb that moisture. Now, in Palestine, they have two rainy seasons. The latter and what's it called? The former and the latter rain? The former and latter rain. Well, at the base of Hermon, it's a lush farming. How? It's this dew. It's this dew. It's how God maintains that. So there's some plants that actually drink that dew. And I say to you, I come into the house here to drink up the unity. I come in the house here for protection from this world. I come in the house here for cooling down in this rough, rough life. Listen, man, I got as much trouble as you have, and you have as much as I have, but there's one place we can go like an oasis. And I think the psalmist, he looked over that grass, that lush Mount Hermon, and said, that is good. That is so pleasant. Now, here's what happens when you lose unity in the body. Isn't it a blessing, preacher, you've never had a big church split? Very rare to have a church this size where you haven't had a split. We've had people leave, and you know what? Church's not for everybody. And if you go on to serve the Lord someplace more and better, and great. Amen. We're all for it. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the heavens of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Why? There was problem, there was trouble, there was sin. No dew, no rain. Hosea says, O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away. We do not want the dew to go away. And in our lesson tonight, we don't want the unity to go away. What kind of fires me up? I mean, really fires me up when I have a guy, a girl, whoever, sits by themselves, and no one says hi, no one goes up to them. I wonder about that. Listen, we all have our friends. I have mine. I have my community within a community. So I'm going to talk to the guys that hunt. I'm going to talk to the guys that ride bikes. I'm going to talk about this and that and this thing. Well, but I'm not going to exclude my conversation with someone that maybe not in the same boat as I'm in, because I love them for Christ's sake. It's about the Lord. Palestine's a land of dews, dependent upon the dews. We are dependent upon the dew. We are dependent upon the unity of this body for sure. Hey, guys, says this, therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew for your sin, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. Okay, preacher, listen. Listen now, before you doze off. No, unity brings fruitfulness. Someone comes into the house. I know this, man. When I walked in First Bible Baptist Church, it was fruitful. It was joyful. It was happy. And that Bible says in Haggai, teaching that when you lose the dew, you lose your fruit. And I'm telling you now, because it's not going to be fed. It's not going to be protected. It's not going to be cooled. And I'm telling you tonight, if we lose our unity, if you have something with you and you have something with you, and it's higher than the gospel, that's a problem. We will lose out on the blessings of Almighty God. I'm sure of it. Now, the dew to the Israelites was a mysterious blessing. Listen to this, Job. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. In the absence of rain, which seldom is in these deserts, the dew came and brought and fed the vegetation. Listen to Job. To satisfy the desolate and waste ground, the desolate and waste ground, to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth. It's the dew. Oh, how good and how pleasant. Hath the Father a rain? Has the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? God. Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of the heaven? Who hath gendered it? It comes from God. The dew comes from God. The king's wrath is as the roaring of the lion, but his favor, the favor of the king, is as the dew upon the grass. And I say, you can tell when you walk into a church what is happening. We travel and we visit churches, and you can tell what is happening. There's some churches we walk into, we say, I just want to get out of this house. Some churches we walk into, I say, I feel sorry for that pastor, man. That guy's got it rough. I can see in this house that there's a problem with the brethren for sure. It's mysterious. Very mysterious. And it's a blessing. God works in secret through the night. Oh, good. And how pleasant it is. And you know what? It's good for everybody. That's what I'm saying. The dew is for everybody. Unity works for every organization. Listen, Joseph said, blessed of the Lord be his land for the precious things. Listen to me. The precious things of heaven for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath. He calls it precious. It's from God. Hosea says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily. Preacher, if we want our church to grow as the lily, we'll work on unity. And how do I work on unity? I put my little thing down and the gospel thing up. And you won't have a problem with it. Oh, I'm out of this church. So-and-so's a hypocrite. Hey, man, are you not a hypocrite? Is there a person in the house that's not a hypocrite? Oh, too many hypocrites in the church. That is so true. There are too many, and you're one of them. I'm saying, man, right? That's true. Oh, too many hypocrites in the church. When someone says that to me, really? Okay, I'm looking right at one. You have heard of it said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Why am I bringing that verse up? The dew is for everybody. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And I'll say, he brings the dew on the evil and the good. And like last week, he brings the rain on the evil and the good. And he fills us with good. He fills us with food, like we studied last week in Lystra. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, being the rain. He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. No one can keep the dew holy from self. We can't hoard the blessings of God. This coming week's lessons, let me just say, there's a experiments I want you to do. I want you to go outside this week. I'll remind you in one of my notes in the morning. Take a picture of the dew. Really look at it. And send me the picture. And I'll put together a little, however many I get, and send them out maybe next week sometime. Look at the dew. Look at the blessings of the dew. You know what you should do? Go outside your bare feet and just walk through the dew and say, man, that feels good.
Because don't go with sandals and socks or just make it bad.
Why? That is true, preacher. That is true. That is true. That is true. My running shoes get wet when I... Right? Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, Pastor. You know what I said? I told my wife, I said, you know what? Is there anything bad about dew? Now you got rain. Rain can destroy your crops. Thunder, lightning, wind, hail, snow, blowing, tornado, hurricane. But the dew? No. Silent. Gentle. Plenteous. That is unity. That you'll have a hard time finding unity, as you will do in a storm. So when the wind is howling, you don't see unity. You'll see dew. I don't know. I can't really understand why, but you wake up and it's real windy out. Dew forms in stillness. Yeah. Yeah. So if you've got a whirlwind of a church, I'm hating on Eric. Eric's hating on Brother Reed. Brother Reed's hating on Brother Paul. What? That's a windy mess. And there'll be no dew formed. No unity formed. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's, I like to call it gentle, quiet, easy. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, it says in the psalm, and thy right hand that holdeth me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Oh, it's mysterious. It's plentiful. It's gentle. Contrasting that with a deluge of eastern rainy seasons. You know what Job said? Listen to what Job said. Listen careful. Yet man is born to trouble. When you take that first breath, you are in trouble. First thing you do is getting slapped. That's a sign. Should be a sign. What's to come in your life? But you know what? There's a thing where God will cool you on a Wednesday night. He'll protect you on a Sunday morning. He'll feed you at the Bible study of the Bible devotion. Its effects are unseen and unobserved. God's blessings are unobserved because they do not change our circumstance. Now, can you just get this? God's blessings go unobserved because they don't change our circumstance. We want our circumstances to change. We want our circumstances to be better. I want to be healthy. I want to be married. I want to have a job. I want to have a spouse. I want to have a house. I want this car. And it doesn't change. And somehow we trample on the simplest blessings of Almighty God. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. We don't want to miss out on the blessings. Listen, Paul said to the Romans, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God and may with you be refreshed. Unseen blessing that goes into that plant. And unity, we don't know what unity is going to do in this house. We don't know what someone's going to think about this house. You don't know at Christmas time, people come in here and you've heard the same testimonies I have. That we feel so loved in this house. Oh, that does my heart good. You know what that is? That's a house full of dew. Protecting, mysterious, plentiful, gentle dew. And it is from God. Listen, therefore God give thee the dew of heaven and fatness of and plenty of corn and wine, emblems of God's blessing, corn and wine. How good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It's one of our strong points, I think, at Old Pass. I mean, the Bible is number one. The Bible is number one and will always be king here, always, always. But that unity that falls underneath the law book, God's book, that's a blessing here. I've never met too many people that didn't say, but they feel a spirit here in this house. You know what that is? That's the dew of God. That's the dew of heaven. That brings fruit to our account. Maybe we will never see. Dew is beautiful, as unity is beautiful. Gentle, copious, vivifying beauty. Beautiful, diffusing beauty in abundance wherever you find it. When you go outside this week, take a picture. Go walk through the dew and think, am I contributing to the unity? It's good and pleasant. And God points to the dew and says, check that out. And it's for a reason. It's for a reason. Now, listen. So calm. So gentle, so refreshing on the grass, the young plants, the flowers. It's a striking image of what happens in a church house when brethren love the brethren. We walk together in unity. I said to my wife, I said, I don't think there's a bad negative thing about the unity or the dew. But she said, what about killing frost? Kind of put me down a little bit right there. So you support your man. Yeah, but what about killing frost? Well, I don't know about the frost, but that is dew. And sometimes it turns to ice and you slip and fall on it and break your neck. I don't know. But we're gonna keep that out of the sermon. Listen now. We're going to end our sermon here tonight. It says here in verse 3. Look in your Bible, Psalm 133, verse 3. Better open the Bible one time, because you know someone's going to say, and he didn't have us open our Bible one time all night. Although I read 50 scriptures.
He preached on unity.
Yeah. He's preaching on unity. Can you believe it? Yeah, right after church. Can you believe he only had us open our Bible for 1 minute? Brother. Have mercy, preacher. You're kidding. Okay, 133:3. Listen. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore. He appointed the blessing of worship in the place of unity, the blessing of his residence, the blessing of his appearance, and his spirit being felt in this place. Listen, the Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Look at our verse. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descend upon the mountains of Zion. Why does he love the mountains of Zion? Why does he love Mount Hermon? It's the unity. Mm-hmm. The mountains of Zion, near to the mountains of Hermon. It's here. When he says, for there the Lord commanded a blessing. Where? Where there's unity. He records His name and blesses. Where there's unity, His word is preached with fire. Truth. Where there's unity, the house is filled with blessings. Very rarely do I leave this house depressed. Even if the preaching is right down my lane and I need to change something. And I always, for the most part, say it's been good. It's been good, real good. It's here where the unity is, where our ordinances are administered, and the blessings of God's people. It's here where Spirit's poured out. It's here where true worship goes out and up. Now, I know you don't agree with all the music that we have. I know that. Is it better to gripe about that? Or ask God to help you? Or ask God to help me? Preacher, I want to ask you about that music. That's perfectly okay. But it's not okay to say to the guy, oh, can you believe that that's special? Can you believe that orchestra? Can you believe they sung that song? Can you believe... Some people have done that. They've come to me. And I am very, very grateful for that. It promotes unity. The sense of the text, so brethren dwell together in unity, there is God will be. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Paul said to the Corinthians, be of good comfort. Be of one mind. We understand that? Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Oh, it's good, and it's pleasant. Life evermore. The last words, even life evermore. You don't know what this unity and the impact this unity can have on somebody or some group for life evermore. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing if you go talk to someone about the Lord, in the same breath, you're complaining about your church. You're complaining about the brethren at the church, or what they're wearing at the church, or what they're singing at the church, or how the preacher preaches at the church. The thing is, you put yourself higher than the gospel. That's putting yourself higher than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's a happy day. It's a happy day when we don't talk about it. It's a happy day when we are it, I say. And this psalm will be read to the end of time. And folks would be saying, man, I wish we could be like that. How'd I say, I think we are like that. The psalmist looked at the moisture that fertilized the ground, beautifies the earth, and say, wow, that's unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I'll read some verses here. It says, fulfill you my joy, Paul said, that you be like-minded, having the same love. Of motorcycles? No. Of cars? No. Of girls? No. Of boys? No. Of houses? No. Of food? No. Being of one accord, one mind. It's in the gospel. We can say we're in one mind of the gospel. Oh, it's good and pleasant. It says in Peter, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion. One mind? You mean we're all supposed to like hot, spicy food? No. You mean we're supposed to all dress like this? No. The one mind is the gospel going out. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Oh, it's good and pleasant, I say. 1 Corinthians, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. David said, that's good and that's pleasant for sure. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. There's His presence in unity. Is God going to be in a church house that's got divisions and schisms all over the house? I don't think He wants to be in a place. Endeavoring, that's one of our words we're going to study at our Bible study when I pass out this week, one of the mornings. Endeavoring, what does that mean? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Oh, it's good and pleasant. In Romans it says, be of the same mind one to another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Oh, it's good. It's pleasant. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Last word, one of our words, going to be on a Bible study this week. I hope you avail yourself to those. You notice sometime this week, this past week, I give out the Bible study the night before. Well, that's for you to look at. Maybe ponder through the night and make a direction for your family. Do some, do not, do a little bit. One family wrote me and said, thank you, Pastor. We're just reading one verse a day, but it's a blessing. And I said, amen. Good for that. Well, one of our words is apport unity. Apport unity or opportunity. An appropriate or favorable time or occasion. We have this now. A favorable time and occasion to be one. A situation or condition favorable for the attainment of a goal. I'm saying tonight the unity, it's a situation favorable. It's an opportunity for us to give out the gospel. Who wants to join a group of people that are fighting one with another, arguing one with another? It's an awful shame if the Elks Lodge gets along better than the Christian church. I mean, wow. A good chance, opportunity, a good chance or prospect for success. We want to be successful. This series I'm teaching is Faith for Now. We looked at thoughts, daily thoughts. We look at trust in the Lord in our daily lives. And this thing called do that we all see and maybe never gave it a thought. But David gave it a thought. And he said, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there, where? The mount. What was on the mount? The dew. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Let's stand together for prayer. Yeah. Faith for now. Everyday living. How can I see God every day? Well, you can see God every day. Let Him speak to you. As I said before, everything on the planet points to the Lord. Everything on the planet says, listen, look, I'm here. I made this. I made this zoo for a reason. Show you. Maybe tonight you're having a problem with somebody or something and you're all messed up in your head and you can't even sit here and listen to the Word of God because you're angry or depressed or bitter. You've got to take that to the Lord. What you need to do, what you need to do is take a walk in the dew. Maybe get yourself fixed. Our Father, we're grateful for Christ. We love you, Lord Jesus. Ask your blessings on the night. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. And it's just a simple, simple Word. But so important. We need the protection in the house of unity. Well, we need a coolness, the beauty of unity, Lord. We need to be fed by it. Lord, we learn from this text, you're in the midst of those people. And we want you here. We thank you for the time. Thank you for the hour. Lord, please protect us as we drive home tonight. And we sure do look forward to Sunday morning. Help us, Lord, this week as we study this dew. Study the weather a little bit. Find out how miraculous it is. Thank you, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen. Okay, our piano player is going to come and play some music.